I'm joined by Martin Mulkearns from my Cullen Handball Club. And Martin, you have a big weekend coming up.
Yes, we're really looking forward to it as well. We have most of the country's top players coming next weekend to my Cullen. It's in my time anyway, and I've been asking a few of the players that have been around a little bit longer than me about ranking tournaments in Ireland and or in Galway, and I don't think anyone can remember if there has been one. So we're very excited. It's our official opening on Friday. The club have worked tirelessly over the last few years to put two new courts in place, a state-of-the-art 60x30 and another 40x20, and you know, there's been a lot of work gone into that, and so that'll be on Friday night, the official opening. And then Friday night as well, we'll have the play kicks off as well in that senior ranking tournament. So, you know, there'll be Jeremy Nash from Clare is coming. Robbie McCarthy, who's won three of the last five All-Ireland senior titles, will be there. He's from Westmeath. Michael Gregan from Wicklow. And Colin Crehan from Clare as well. So there are some of the top guys are going to be there. And you know, for anyone who's listening that might be interested, you know, Saturday and Sunday will be there'll be serious competition. And I think, as I said, there's never been a tournament like this in Galway before. So I think anyone who has a spare time and is interested in the handball, Mike Cullen is the place to be next weekend.
What times? What do they start at in the daytime?
So there'll be some prelim games next Friday, kind of qualifier games to get into the round of 16 on Saturday, so along with our official opening. But we'll be starting play from 9:30 Saturday next, that's the 15th. So 9:30 will be going through the whole day, and then Sunday will probably be 10 o'clock start as well for the semi-finals, and 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock for the final then.
And of course, these ranking tournaments are part of a series that brings you along to the national finals. This is your second one of the year.
Yeah, so the 2019 season, I suppose, if you want to look at that, we would have started 3 weeks ago at the Golden Gloves up in Belfast. Then they have Mike Cullen next weekend. You'll have the third turns of the season will be the John Gaffney Memorial in Ballyhadreen on the 10th, 11th of January. And then there's a few weeks kind of a layoff there for us to fine tune, I suppose, and do whatever needs to be done, I suppose, before the Irish Nationals in middle of February, which is, I suppose, it'd be the equivalent of the National League in hurling or football. It'll be the second biggest tournament of the year. And what happens then is those three club tournaments that I mentioned, the Nationals, the ranking points that players will have accumulated throughout those tournaments will be all put together, and that'll be the basis of your seeding for the championship, which will start the first week of March. So obviously all these tournaments are very important then, because you want to have the highest seeding possible, because you don't want to be meeting guys early in the draw that you don't have to be meeting. So they are very important, and as I said, the championship will start the first week of March then with the round of 16, and it'll be one game per week then, finishing with your final at the last week of March.
Now, of course, you mentioned a lot of names there, but obviously in handball terms, Martin Mulkearns is as big a name as any. I know you got to the semi-final of that first ranking tournament. Were you happy enough with that?
Yeah, I was a bit disappointed. You know, it was good to get to the semi-final, but I got a fair beating that day, to be fair, against Jeremy Nash, who won out the final then. Actually beat everyone fairly comfortably on the weekend, looked very sharp and was playing well. So disappointing, obviously, no more than anyone who plays any game. You never want to lose, but I think I'm not overly worried either, insofar as that even the last two seasons I was away in New Zealand 2 years ago and Uganda at this time last year, and you know, I think it's a good baseline. You know where you're at. I'm not a million miles off, and as I say, championship is the big one for everyone, no more than our colleagues in the hurling and the football side of things. You know, it's all about the championship really, and so to peak for the end of February, the start of March is really the goal. But it was a good game to get to see where we were at.
Now, you're going to be the hometown boy this weekend. Does that put you under pressure?
Yeah, it's I've never had this scenario, I suppose, before, so I don't think there's any pressure really. I think my Cullen people, I'd often, Jeremy Nash, who I've mentioned a few times, there's a good friend of mine, but he'd always be joking that we have a great support and a great, you know, the people always travel to my games. There's always a big crowd, and I don't think next weekend will be any different. And I think that helps more than it's a hindrance, to be honest. I'm not I don't feel any pressure. As I said, it's all about championship for me at the end of February, start of March. But of course, when it's at your own tournament in front of your own people, you want to win. Like, let's not say that there's anything in my mind except for winning that tournament. But I think having the crowd there and local support will be more of a help than a hindrance, to be honest.
We're sitting in your home, and in the middle of the table here is the 40x20 All-Ireland trophy from last season. That obviously indicates the level and the standards that you have achieved. Obviously, took a fair bit of work and effort to get to that level.
Yeah, it's years of work, to be honest. It's we started way back in 2004. Dad brought me down. It was to improve the hurling, the football, really, as we spoke about. You know, DJ Carey was at the height of his power then, and you know, even players since then, like Richie Hogan would be a world under 19 singles and doubles champion. Paul Brady, the best player, I suppose, definitely in my time in 40x20, if not of all time, was playing wing back for Cavan in football. You know, so there's been a great crossover with players, both men and women, playing hurling and football as well. And that's really initially why I took it up. But, you know, year on year, I just enjoyed it and got so many opportunities from it. But been very lucky. The club have been very supportive. And then I've had a great background team or people behind me as well to help me get to this level. You know, dad and mom have been there from the start. As I said, the club and a lot of people down there have helped me over the years. But you know, there's a lot of stuff happening in the background as well, like your physios. You know, I've been working with Adrian Craddock there for the last number of years, and doing my strength and conditioning as well. You know, I've done work with Damien Martin and work with him as well on that side of things. You know, you have your nutritionist. I've been going to Maeve Gackwin for that, and she's been a great help to me. Even as far back as 2009, I think I met her first, and you know, I think she works with the Galway hurlers as well. You know, I've been going to Fergal Clancy and John Connolly then, who are around Galway, for the psychology. And then I've been helped from Noel McHugh, who's was a super handballer from Williamstown, just unfortunate through injury, isn't still competing, but he would have won a World Under 19 as well back in 2003. So, you know, he comes to a lot of my games as well, and he's been often here sitting in the living room with us looking at matches and looking at shots, you know, doing some video analysis. And, you know, so there's a lot of people there in the background. You know, I was there on the day to, I suppose, do the business. But, yeah, it was a relief for me, to be honest, Mike. You know, it's been knocking on the door the last years. I'd lost two quarterfinals. I'd lost a semi-final last year in a tiebreaker. And, you know, this year I made the breakthrough to get to the final, and thankfully when I got there, I got over the line.
I mean, what you've just mentioned, what you've just gone through, obviously we're well familiar with whether the hurlers or the footballers and the levels of commitment and all the people that's working in the background. Obviously, even though I know there's doubles in it as well, but you know, as a single sport, the commitment and the work ethic and everything else is exactly the same.
Absolutely. You know, we're doing all this as well. It's all, you leave no stones unturned. You know, I wouldn't expect that any of the sports people that we meet sometimes at these awards nights, they're all doing the same thing, you know, and that's what it takes at that level. You have to put the money there as well to make sure that these things happen. You know, talent gets you so far, and I suppose there were years there where, you know, talent might get you through minor, intermediate and up into senior, and you might get a bit of the way, but you have to really be looking at all these minor details, these small percentages. Where can you improve all the time? Because this is what all the other players are doing, this is what all the other teams are doing, and you'll just be left behind if you're not doing that. So that's the level it's at. That's what it requires. And I suppose the difference for me is that a little bit more difficult is that a lot of the time is spent on your own. You know, when you go into practice shots, you're on your own. Now, luckily, I've my brother Diarmaid there, and I have training partners around Connacht and around the country that I can go and travel and play for training games. But a lot of it is on your own. The runs are on your own. The gym sessions are on your own. Obviously, physio, psychologist, and it's all on your own, you know. So there's very little time that you're, you know, I'd often try do a gym session with my brother or do a run with him or something, you know, just to break the monotony of that, of doing everything by yourself, I suppose. But I suppose that's the big difference, just to how do you keep motivated, how do you keep going, you know, when you have those setbacks and which we've had plenty of over the years, and there'll be more to come, I'm sure. But you know, that's why you need those people in the background as well to help keep you motivated, keep you going, and to support you.
Now, of course, after that Irish title last year, the Worlds were this year, I think, in Minnesota. You went to that. You gave it a good shot.
Yeah, so for those who might not be totally familiar with it, the World Championships come around every 3 years. They were in Calgary in Canada in 2015. They were in Minnesota this time around. And I suppose, fortunately for me, obviously the main goal early in the year was to win the senior All-Ireland. But just the year that was in it then, that actually made me the captain of the Irish team as well, which is a huge honour. It might never happen again. You know, sometimes you don't appreciate that at the time, but even a few months on now, it's quite surreal thinking back on it. But yeah, they were on in August, trained very hard from March, from that senior win in March all the way through to August, which made it a particularly long year, and made it to the final, where I unfortunately didn't get over the line that time. Lost to Killian Carroll. He's originally from Mallow. We would have grown up playing against each other. Actually, we've played each other in the under 17 World Final way back in 2009. We played in Portland. I won that time. He beat me in Dublin in 2012. Then in the 19 final, and then we played this time in 2018 in the Men's Open final. But he's moved to America, or to Boston, maybe 3-4 years ago now, and he's the number one player on their pro tour. He was the number one seed coming into the draw. And you know, he was the man to beat. And although I definitely had chances and feel like I could have at least got a tiebreaker out of it, if not won the match. But that's the fine margins it comes down to. And in fairness to him, he played better on the day. And we'll just have to try regroup and be better in 3 years' time.
Absolutely. You're not just about handball. You spent some time in Uganda volunteering. And we also just discussed there a while ago about this one ball game. You might just expand a little bit on those.
Yeah, the Uganda, I suppose I'd been doing studies the last 6 years up until June of last year. And that's when the master's finished and submitted the thesis, thank God. And, you know, I suppose there was something there that I always wanted to do, was this volunteer. And I'd been in contact with Brother Tony Dolan. He used to be the principal of Mount Bellew Agricultural College. You know, and I met him in July of last year, and decided that I'd go out with my girlfriend for November and December. And, you know, that was a real eye-opener for me. And they had a bit of ground allocated for a sports that they wanted to develop, kind of a sports area on. And so he put up two of these one-wall courts that you've mentioned. And basically, it's same rules. Everything's the same as the 40 by 20 or 60 by 30 or the handball that people might be familiar with, except for there's no sidewalls or backwall, or I suppose, unlike 40-20, there's no roof either. So it's literally just that front wall. And then, similar to tennis, you have kind of lines on the sides and at the back. And if the ball bounces inside the line or on the line, it's in, and it could end up way out on the side, the other player trying to retrieve it. But that's a very popular game. It's grown quickly within Ireland. It's a great job for schools. Very easy to set up. If there's a flat wall there in a gym or outside, and there's a flat surface, maybe tarmac or a wooden floor in a gym, maybe it'd be as simple as just putting the paint up or the masking tape we'd often see in places, and you'd have it done for a few euro. A lot of places then go a little bit of a higher spec than that, maybe the plywood or the marine ply if it's outside. And, you know, you need your 10 sheets of 8x4. So even at the marine ply, which we've put up at the back of the house here and down at the handball alley, you're talking 400 or 500 euro, and it'll be there forever, really. And it's really easy to set up, I suppose, unlike a 40x20 or a 60x30. The club have spent over 320,000 on that extension. So you're able to set this up for 500 euro. And, you know, there's great Crow Park then have officers that can come down and help schools and give them coaching days and show, you know, send them out starter packs and things like that. But so we set, as I said, it's the cheapest one to set up. So we set those up in Uganda, and even, as I said, locally here in Ireland, that's the one that's really taken off. It's the one that's easiest to develop. And then people can move from that one wall into 40x20 or 60x30 once they've started. But there's a European tour and everything the last few years in that as well. So that's really pushing on. It was in the World Games in Colombia 5 or 6 years ago. And if handball's ever to make the Olympics, you have to be in the World Games first, which it was, as an exhibition game. And so it has the potential down the line, with if an official world ranking list is put in place and a few more countries join in, there is potential there, probably not in my time, but that it could be an Olympic sport, that one wall handball, which would be huge.
Obviously, handball is an international sport, but no matter where you've played it, and by the sound of things, you've played it all over the world. Mike Cullen will be the centre of the world experience this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, we're really looking forward to it. Galway's never hosted a ranking tournament like this before. You're going to have all of the country's best players, bar maybe one or two who just have other commitments, will be there. And as I said, it's going to be very competitive, because players want to get their seedings up for the championship. And no more than hurling or football, that's what it's all about, championship for everyone, be it at club level or county level. And you know, in handball terms, having a high ranking is a big help to getting further down the draw. So you know, as I said, Saturday and Sunday next week will be, if anyone's interested in handball and wants to be there, Mike Cullen Handball Club's down at our hurling and football field. It'll be well signposted, be well worth the watch.
Martin McCarns, we'll be biased, but we wish you well.
Thanks very much.